This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha Unified leaders face big decisions today as they try to close a $17 million budget gap. The board will vote on possible cuts and how to ask the community for more money. Options include cutting teachers, reducing programs, and possibly closing Reuther High School if funding is not approved. Regional leaders are meeting in Milwaukee this week to push for better passenger rail service across the area. Racine Mayor Corey Mason and others will gather Thursday to talk about stronger connections between cities and future growth. A proposed rail line linking Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha to Chicago is still in its early study stages, backed by federal funding. Neighbors near Microsoft's Mount Pleasant Data Center will get another chance to speak out at a community meeting today. Some have raised concerns about noise and light from the project, though the company says they've made fixes. Learn more about that open house at RacineCountyEye.com. The Mitchell Park Domes could soon see a rare and short-lived event as a corpse flower prepares to bloom. The plant named Penelope is expected to open sometime this week and will only last up to 2 days. It's known for its strong smell, and staff say timing the bloom can be tricky. And a Racine Veterans Group is asking for help to support programs for former service members. Navy Club Ship 60 will host a fundraiser Saturday at the Pick and Save at 31 and 11. Organizers say donations will go towards services that benefit veterans across Wisconsin. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Manitowoc County Coroner says an elderly man had been dead for more than 6 months when he was found in a home in Two Creeks near his sister, who died just days before being found. Authorities say 82-year-old Kenneth Crawl and his sister Sandra Crawl were found in their home last February after deputies were called for a welfare check. The coroner believes the sister died from heart disease days before she was found. Her brother's manner of death was declared undetermined due to extensive decomposition of his body, but no foul play is suspected. Authorities found utilities to the home had been shut off in December. Neighbors' reports of a prolonged outage and no contact with the Crawls led to the discovery. A new push to expand passenger rail across Wisconsin is getting underway with the conference in Milwaukee this week, highlighting plans to connect cities and boost the economy. The High Speed Rail Alliance and Newland Enterprises are hosting the event Thursday at the Oriental Theater. Leaders from Milwaukee, Racine, and across the state are set to speak about building stronger intercity rail service. A key focus is the MARC Passenger Rail Commission's plan to link Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha along the lakeshore. The project is still in the study phase. Proposed federal budget cuts may impact everything from drinking water to disaster response in Wisconsin, and state leaders are raising concerns. Governor Tony Evers is asking Congress to reject parts of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal. He says the plan could scale back funding for rail projects, housing programs, and emergency response systems. Critics of the proposal warn it could strain local resources, while supporters say it aims to reduce federal costs. The debate comes as Congress works to finalize the budget by October. The Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor got a bit smaller yesterday. Missy Hughes, the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, suspended her campaign and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. In a joint press conference with Rodriguez yesterday, Hughes said it was time for a choice to support the candidate for governor who has the best chance of defeating the leading Republican candidate, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany.
It's time to make a choice. And I believe in this moment of looking at my campaign and looking at this race that true leadership means stepping aside and making sure that we coalesce around someone who can win in November.
Hughes said Rodriguez has the right experience and can build the broad coalition Democrats need to win. In addition to Rodriguez, 5 Democratic candidates remain in the race for governor. When asked during the press conference whether any of them should follow her lead and drop out of the race, Hughes said 100%. The winner of the Democratic primary will likely face Tiffany, who's spent millions on television ads in recent months. The primary is set for August 11th. Dozens are speaking out against dog testing at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. Protesters gathered at Library Mall over the weekend, many holding signs saying, "Save the dogs," and free the animals. One demonstrator told 27 News the protest was meant to keep the momentum rolling after Richland Farms sold off all their beagles to animal groups. She mentioned that result came in part from protests increasing pressure on Richland Farms, and they hope the same can be done at UW-Madison. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Giannis to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks trading Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to the Miami Heat. ESPN Shams Charania.
This was a 13-month trade saga for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Just to put it plainly, Giannis felt like his time was up with the Bucks a calendar year ago. The Bucks at every turn did everything they could to try to keep him. They fought this right until the end.
In return, the Bucks get four players from the Heat, including Milwaukee native Tyler Hero and Miami's first-round pick tonight in the draft, 13th overall. More on the trade online at civicmedia.us. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The Crew winning last night, 2-1 in 10 innings. Brandon Woodruff pitched a perfect game into the sixth after missing the past 2 months with an injury.
Yeah, I just was really, really happy for him and really happy for our team.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little bit of rain possible after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.